Beitza Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3:3. Our Mishnah wants to answer the following question. We know already that you're allowed to do various malachas for tzorach ochel nefesh, including shechita, slaughtering an animal for eating it. That would be permitted. The question is, in our Mishnah, may one slaughter an animal when he actually doesn't want to eat it? What he wants to do is to save the animal from becoming a nevela, meaning this animal is on death's door, and if he shechts it, it'll be remain kosher. If he doesn't slaughter it with shechita, then it would become a nevela, just a carcass, which is not kosher. So can he do that slaughtering on Yom Tov for the sake of saving his animal from becoming not kosher, which would save him from a significant loss? So of course, you can't do it for no good reason. The question is, what if you try to play a ruse and say you want it for some reason, you like want it maybe for eating also? That's where Mishnah's headed. So if you really want to eat the animal, it's a non-starter. Of course, it's permitted. You can shecht an animal and eat it. So our case is where a person already ate his suda for Yom Tov. He's not hungry anymore. In truth, he doesn't need an animal, but he does want to save his animal. So he makes a pretext that he wants to use the animal for, let's say, to have food ready in case guests come. So is that going to be permitted? So our Mishnah starts out by saying, yes, it is permitted. Behema musukenes lo yishchot. Under normal circumstances, you can't just slaughter an animal which is at risk of dying on Yom Tov just for the sake of saving it from becoming not kosher. Unless, as the Tanakhama, you have enough time that you could not just shecht it, but also prepare the meat and eat it. Specifically, the Mishnah says, eat a kazayas of meat, and there is a discussion if kazayas, when olive's bulk, is significant, or it means any amount. And it has to be eaten, says the Tanakhama here, kazayas tzali, a roasted over the fire kazayas of meat. The thought behind the roasted is that roasting is a very fast way to prepare meat. Normally when it comes, you know, if you're going to boil meat, you'd have to first soak it and salt it, and that could take quite a long time to get the blood out, etc. But Tanakhama, if you roast over fire, so then there's no need to do the soaking or the salting, and therefore you have a lot shorter of a time span required to make this food edible. You certainly would still have to flay the animal, hefshet, and there's a discussion in the Mefarshim also about the necessity to check it, its lungs, for like lesions or like polyps and stuff, so that could make it not kosher. Maybe yes, maybe no. The halacha, it's a little complicated. For sure, a behema gasa, like a cow, you would, but a katana, probably not. Okay, but whatever the case is, let's say that might take an hour, let's say. So the Mishnah's point here is that if you have an hour till Yom Tov is over, so then you may shech this animal and say, listen, you know, I want to have food around to feed whoever comes, so I'm shechting. So the Mishnah says, as long as you have time to actually feed people, or feed yourself for that matter, then it's going to be permitted. And when we say feed, we mean roasting some meat, which takes the amount of time it takes to shecht it, to flay it, to take off some meat, and put it over the fire and roast it. Now, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, you need a much smaller window. A filo, even if you just can eat a kazayas chaim base tvichasa, you have enough time to extract one kazayas of raw meat from the place where you shechted it. Beis tvichasa can't translate better than the place where you slaughtered the animal. It means at the neck. So the point is, you eat like raw neck meat. That would save you a lot of time because no need to flay the animal, lachora, meaning no need to check the animal for the lungs, also, it seems. And then you also don't even need to do any of like the, you can eat it raw. You do have to rinse off the blood, but no soaking or salting is required when you eat raw meat. It's only once the blood has been sitting there for a while, or if you cook it and the blood moves around within the flesh, that it requires to be salted. At first, by the way, it'd be permitted. So that's a much smaller window. We're not talking an hour. We're talking a minute before the end of Yom Tov. You could, in that last minute, it's enough time to quickly get a bit of meat quickly and have it edible, and that would save you. Now, that's the din, and the halacha is like the halacha is like the Tanakhama. But let me explain it a little further. Normally, we would say that this whole idea of, well, I don't want to eat it, but I want to have food around in case some guests would come, it's obviously a ruse and a farce, and it's actually got a technical name for it. It's called ho'il, which means something like since, and the principle is
kol ve'im yizdamin la'adam oreach, since if it happens to be that a person would get a guest, yehabasa roi la'achilo, then you'd have meat ready to serve this guest, and therefore l'chein mutzah le'chino gamata, so therefore it's even permitted to start doing the food prep now, being shecht again and so on. So that, under normal circumstances, that whole idea is, well, it may make something, on a derice level, makes it that it's permitted if there's a scenario where you could shecht it, so you could shecht it, and it's not forbidden from the Torah. It's certainly forbidden midirabanan. You can't just use that ruse under normal circumstances and shecht animals under this pretext. No, you can't. But although this principle of whole is not allowed rabbinically, the rabbis in our Mishnah are being lenient. And the reason why is because we're concerned for a person's financial loss, and therefore specifically where the alternative is to lose a lot of money, the rabbis their rabbinic enactments are withheld. That's the point that, so in this case, one could rely on this whole principle, and therefore the halacha would be, as long as you got enough time to prepare a kazayas of meat, roasted to feed a guest, he could actually shecht the animal and save it from dying. Just a side point, but worth noting, if you learn the Gemara Psachim Memvav, that says this is according to Rabbah, who holds this whole principle is operative in the case of saving people money. Rav Chista disagrees. Rav Chista says no, even in such a scenario, we don't allow this whole ruse to work. So you can't just say, since I could maybe use it, it's permitted to save me some money. No, says Rav Chista, it would have to be a scenario, according to him in our Mishnah, where a person actually resolves in his mind, I'm going to eat a kazayas of meat, and therefore it becomes permitted. So he wasn't hungry, but he resolves he's going to do it, so therefore he's permitted to slaughter to eat that kazayas of meat. And then even after the fact, if he doesn't eat the kazayas on Yom Tov, that doesn't change things. The slaughtering is permitted, but only where he intended for real at the time of the shechita to actually eat some of this animal. Okay, now the Mishnah continues on. Really, the Mishnah is going on the same case, but further on, it says, shachata, if one did slaughter this animal, besadeh, not like in his own private domain, but out in the fields. So then, lo yivi'ena, he shouldn't bring it back from the fields, bemot uvamota, or the gears of the Bartana, bemita. He shouldn't do it, mot and mota are like on a stick, where two people hold the sticks, and there's like the animal suspended between the two, like you can imagine the pictures, carrying the carcass suspended over the stick. The difference between a mota and a mota is simply whether it's held in the hand or draped over the shoulders. But the point is, you're making a bit of a public display when you walk through the streets from the fields, and you have bringing this animal. The Bartanura focuses on the fact that there are two people doing this, and that's particularly bad in terms of the zilzal, the disgrace, the Yom Tov, everyone knows what's going on. Some focus on that. That's that. Others focus that that's not the issue at all. It's just the publicity of it, even if it'd be, so to speak, by yourself doing it. It's a problem. And some focus on the issue not being that the problem isn't that people know that you've done this shechita, save this animal from dying and becoming a treifa, like a nevela, really. And therefore it's bad. Other people learn just in general, it looks like weekday activities, or like as if you're carrying like a carcass to marketplace. You don't carry a whole carcass to the streets, and therefore that's the issue, and it's nothing to do with an animal that was on death's door per se. Any animal, you can't carry its carcass to the streets, lest it look like you're going to market, etc., which is not, again, it degrades the kavod Yom Tov, the sanctity and the honor we want to give to Yom Tov. Aval, what you can do, however, says the Mishnah, is mevi biyado evarim evarim. You can single-handedly, by yourself, take limbs of the animal piece by piece, so like kind of put them in your pocket or something, going back lots of times, and collecting all the pieces as opposed to carrying it all at once in the public street, but you take it in your backpack in piecemeal, then that's going to be permitted because there's no public scene, and without the publicity, there is no zilzal, no disgrace to Yom Tov. Worth pointing out that usually the rule is that when we have an option of doing more work or less work on Yom Tov, we certainly prefer less work, less tircha, less effort, because of the sake of minimizing our exertion on Yom Tov. But here, for the sake of kavod Yom Tov, so there shouldn't be a zilzal and disgrace to Yom Tov, keeping its honor, we'd rather do more times and more tircha, more effort, but less publicity.